In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about three common mistakes I see podcasters making when it comes to promoting their episodes. Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. Welcome back to another episode of Podcasting Tips and Tricks. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is so fantastic to have you back again this week. I am your host, Lyndall Harris, and this podcast is brought to you by Podcast VA. At Podcast VA, we work with podcasters to help make the podcast journey easier by offering done-for-you services as well as training. And not only thank you for joining in, but I also would love to say a massive thank you again for the support that I have been receiving around this podcast. I was super excited to see that I am in Apple Podcasts' new and noteworthy section this week, which is really exciting and hopefully getting this out to a bigger and wider audience. But I've also just been receiving amazing reviews and messages from people. So I just once again want to say a massive thank you. Now, I also run a really engaged Facebook group for podcasters. So if you're on Facebook, I would love for you to come and join. It's called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative, and it's a group for new podcasters or anybody thinking about launching a show, right through to seasoned podcasters who have produced hundreds of episodes. It's a really nice, engaged group, and it's just a place where you can ask questions, you can all connect and just share your journey there. So if you use Facebook and you would like to become a part of our community, I would love for you to join. Now, let's jump into today's topic, which is three common mistakes I see when it comes to podcast promotion. Now, we do all the work to make this podcast happen and you're creating the content, and yet it's really interesting how many people don't really put a lot of effort into promoting their shows. And I see that all the time over and over again. And so these are just three common mistakes I see people making. And I just wanted to touch on them and just give you a different view, I guess, of if this is something that you are doing, perhaps it's an area you can improve, but also explain to you why it's probably not the best practice if you're looking to grow your show. So number three is promoting it once. All too often, I see podcasters promoting their episode or putting it out and publishing it and not even promoting it across their social channels or using other marketing means. So if you think about the statistic in Facebook, where is it about 1 or 2% of people see your posts from your Facebook page, if you're only posting your episode on your page the day it goes live, and 1 to 2% of those people are seeing your posts, then not that many people are actually seeing it in their feed. So this is obviously trying to capture people who aren't necessarily subscribed, but it also could remind people who are subscribed through a podcatcher that you have released another episode. So looking at Facebook, I always suggest to clients that it's not bad practice to actually promote one episode 2 to 3 times and then again down the track if it's evergreen content. So you might publish it on your page as an audiogram or as a post or as a video snippet the day you release it. But then the following week, you could also re-release it. And then even the following week after that. So depending on how often you post on your page, it's really a personal choice. But I would suggest that 2 to 3 times at least within the 2 to 3 week period after you have released it is not a bad thing. And then obviously putting it into a program where it can come out of the archives and just be republished and you're not really having to think about it. Now, on platforms like LinkedIn, it is a little bit different. I wouldn't suggest promoting the same episode on there 3 times because it's just not, the people don't want to see it over and over again. On saying that, though, when you have got more episodes in the bag, I would definitely be going back and republishing old ones as well as your current ones. So for me, I wouldn't necessarily say I'd be promoting, you know, my episode 4 the week it was released and then the next week and then the next week. But I certainly will be when I get more episodes in the bag personally. But for clients, releasing that episode that week, and then also possibly even a second one that's coming from the archives that's evergreen content. again, it's just about getting it out there more and more so that people are seeing different episodes and different things coming through their feed, because obviously you might just snag them with one of your episodes that might not be a topic that they had thought that you might cover. So make sure you're sort of putting it out there more than once. Now, Instagram, again, different story again. So you might choose in Instagram to put it into your post once as an audiogram, and then you might post it again as the cover image of the episode. And then you can reshare that into stories though. So stories are having an amazing reach at the moment. And for podcasters, I think that they should definitely be utilizing Instagram stories to help promote their episodes. So you can do that in numerous ways. Obviously, you can create your graphic or create an audiogram so that goes straight into stories at the right size. You could create it as a post and then share it into your stories. There's different ways to do it, but I would suggest that if it's evergreen content, keep reposting it in there, because not all the same people are seeing all of the same stories. So make sure you're going back through previous posts and resharing them in there. So it's really about just having a think about what was right for your platforms. Which social media platforms are you using? How many people are more engaged on different platforms? And then working out a sequence that will work for you and be consistent in that. And if you use a scheduling program, then sometimes it might just be easier to schedule it for the day it goes live, schedule it for a week later, schedule it for 2 weeks later. And then when it's scheduled in there, you're not actually having to think about going and posting it each time you want it done. So it's kind of like a set and forget, and you know it's going to happen. So I really encourage you to share it more than once and really spread the word when you have released an episode. The second common mistake I see when it comes to promoting your podcast is people not using their email list, which is fascinating, because people have either, they're either on your list because they're a client of yours, or they've opted into a piece of material that you have because they want to hear from you. So I would suggest you emailing out your podcast episodes to your subscribers on your list. Now, this can work differently depending on how often you want to email your list. Some people will actually email every week an episode goes live, so will the email marketing piece go out with that. Others might decide that that's too much and they don't want to bombard their audience, so they might decide to do it fortnightly or even monthly as part of a newsletter, where they can do a little summary or a little script about what each episode was that's been published that month, and putting a link back into that for them to go and listen to. And a really good quick hack there is you don't have to rewrite anything. You don't have to create a new email to actually send this out. You can just repurpose your show notes. So you might not put your full show notes in, and you might want to send them over to your website page where your show notes are hosted. But if you just take those few introductory bits or your dot points of what's included and then send them some links to the episodes, it just means that you're repurposing and not having to do a whole new thing again. But I really encourage you to make sure that you are emailing your listeners as well. I've actually, from my own experience, realized that there are people who are listening to my show by the email that I am sending them rather than subscribing through a podcatcher. So don't sort of rule out the people on your list in that way, because they may prefer to receive it that way than listen to podcasts through a particular podcatcher. So just be mindful of that. Now on to number one. The biggest mistake I think people make when they're promoting their episodes is by sharing an Apple link. Please do not share your Apple podcast link when you are promoting your episode. If we look at the stats of the ownership of Android versus iOS devices, worldwide there are more Android users than there are iOS and iPhone users. So when you are sharing your Apple link, you're really not providing something that the Android users can just click on and easily listen to. And look, personally, I am an iPhone user, and so I don't have that personal frustration. But I have met podcasters, I have met people who listen to podcasts who just get really frustrated and really annoyed when the podcaster hasn't considered the inconvenience for them by not being able to just click on the link and listen to it. So to get around this, I am personally feel that most pet podcasters should have a website. And they should be embedding their audio and putting some show notes, even if they're just a few paragraphs of notes, but embedding that audio and driving people back to their website. So there's a couple of reasons for this and a couple of benefits. You own everything on your website. And so if you're driving people back there, not only are they on your asset, but then you can they can see what's happening with other blog posts or what services and products you have to provide. So they're not doing that if you're sending them just the link to listen to the audio. The other beauty of sending them to a website is you can have a pixel on there, and that pixel can be capturing information if you want to run ads to them later on. Certainly in Facebook, it gathers that if you want to do Google ads. So think a little bit broader than just why should I put it onto my website, because I can just share the host link or I can just share the Apple link. It's about the fact that it's getting you more SEO juice because people are going to your website. They might be spending a little bit longer on it. So yeah, on, you know, while we still know that Apple Podcasts has the lion's share of the listenership, it still does. People like Spotify and Google Podcasts, Spotify is catching up. They're growing very, very quickly. They've invested a lot of money in podcasting recently. And so you really can't discount the fact that they will be growing more and more. Now, if you don't have a website and you share the Apple Podcast link because of that, there are two places that you should go and have a look at getting a one-click solution. So there's pod.link. And there is pod.follow. And on there, for I think next to nothing, you can sign up to get one link. So you are sending that link to the two people and they are clicking on it regardless of what device they've got. It actually will send them to the right place to go and listen to your podcast. And I think that is genius. If I'm on an iPhone, I'm going to the relevant files for Apple Podcasts. And if I'm on an Android, I can go and listen to it on the relevant podcatcher there. So if you are wanting to have that one-click solution, then I would suggest that you go and get that. And I know with pod.link is the one that I use for, I think it was about $10 a year, you can get one that is a personalized URL and you can customize it. So I really feel that if you don't want to share that website link, then you should go and get one of those links. Another alternative is to share the host's page. So the host URL to send them back to. So if you're on Wooshka, it's sending them to the Wooshka page and playing the episode from there, or on Libsyn or wherever you are. I think it is really important to at least do that. That would probably be my least preferred option out of all the ones that I've just spoken about. But at the very least, you are not sharing your Apple link. So please, please, if you are sharing your Apple link anywhere, can you please reconsider and even going to look at the one link options? Or I have had people say to me, I actually do the Apple link and the Spotify link and a few different links. That is okay, I guess. But again, it's probably not best practice. And I think you could go and find the pod.link, pod.follow, and see if you can get a one-click solution for everybody so that you are not offending and you're not, as I say, I've heard on numerous occasions from people with Android devices that they just feel that they haven't been considered by the podcaster, and you don't want to turn people away for that reason. So they go and listen to content somewhere else. So just take everybody into consideration and share more than just that Apple link. So that is my three common mistakes I see when it comes around the podcast promotion. Just to recap them, number three was promoting it once and not republishing it and not repurposing, not really getting the message out there loud and clear that you have got new episodes. Number two was not emailing your email subscribers. And number one is only sharing an Apple Podcast link in your marketing. So hopefully that gives you some ideas of little tweaks that you might be able to make to improve your show. Now, if you would like to see the show notes for this episode or any of the other episodes, jump on over to my website at podcastva.com and click on podcast in the navigation bar, and you will see all of the episodes listed there. And this week's review comes from Anna in Hampton. It says, I love that Australian voice, which made me feel right at home. The information is precise and extremely relevant. Can't wait to listen to all the great content in them all and read the notes. Thank you so much, Anna. I would love it if you wanted to connect with me via Facebook or Instagram so I can thank you personally. I really appreciate your review. As I mentioned earlier, if you are a Facebook user, I would love for you to come and join the Facebook group. It's called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative, and I'd love for you to jump in and come and just enjoy the community. Until next week, I look forward to chatting to you then. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.